First, a long-running battle to recover historic wages stolen from Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander workers in Queensland has reached a resolution, and it's fuelling hope that others who've been similarly ripped off might now have an avenue for justice. The Queensland government today agreed to pay the workers a record $190 million settlement. Lawyers say it's the largest financial settlement outside a native title ruling and the fifth biggest class action settlement in Australian history. And it has the potential to open up other cases across the country. Stephanie Smale reports.
Hans Pearson, the uncle of Aboriginal leader Noel Pearson, worked for years as a stockman. But when he went to collect his cash to buy a house, he was handed a fraction of what he believed he was owed.
I said to the sergeant, I said, this can't be right. He said, well, that's it, mate. From then on, I had this gripe in my gut, you know.
He and his wife were disappointed again with their payout from the state's reparation scheme in 2002. Hans Pearson became the lead claimant in a class action involving thousands of other Indigenous workers in the same position. The 80-year-old says he's over the moon with the outcome, but he's glad it's all over.
Well, I think it's fantastic, right? You know, justice has been done, you know. I applaud the Queensland government for doing this, although I was mad at them for a time, but things happen. But I'm very grateful for what the government has done.
Do you feel glad that other people will benefit?
Yeah. We all suffer, eh? We're all in the same boat.
Do you feel any frustration that it's taken so
long? Yeah.
John Bottoms was the instructing solicitor in the case and says he wasn't sure how to help the Pearsons at first.
The case was actually filed in 2016, but it arose out of Hans Pearson's late wife, Anna May Pearson, coming in to see me in 2007 and asking me if I could do anything to get Hans's wages from 1953 to 1963 back for him. I can actually remember saying that I'd been able to do some pretty interesting things in the past. I'd been the instructing solicitor in the Wick case, but I really wasn't quite sure how I was going to get Hans's wages back. Hans said to me, he said, look, he said, I'm not asking for compensation. I just want my wages back. I earned them. I should have them back.
The action was launched in the federal court on the basis the Queensland government had breached the trust of Indigenous workers.
Many people don't know that from 1898 until 1966, if you're an Indigenous person in Queensland, by law, all your wages were paid to a government official, and your wages were thus controlled. That meant that the government official would, inverted commas, look after them for you. All of this was recognised in 2001 when the Queensland government instituted a reparation scheme. But they really didn't cover all the amounts of money that were due and owing to people. And there were a lot of administrative hurdles.
The parties will now apply to the federal court to have the settlement approved. Because the class action is open, any Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islanders who worked in Queensland between 1939 and 1972 and believed they weren't given all their pay could access the settlement. John Bottoms points out similar class actions are being investigated in New South Wales, the Northern Territory and Western Australia too. Could this set a precedent for other big settlements in other parts of Australia?
Well, yes, it could. There is a precedent in the sense that this is an example of what you should do if you're going to do things properly and acknowledge and recognise and do the best that you can to right a wrong. Now, whether legally it's a precedent or not, well, of course, it strictly speaking won't be because there won't have been a finding by the court. This is a settlement.
In settling the claim, the Queensland government makes no admission of liability, but the state's Deputy Premier, Jackie Trad, says it's time to move on from this chapter in Queensland's history.
In Queensland for more than 30 years, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people worked. They were denied their wages, they were denied their pocket money, and they didn't get an opportunity to participate in the economy of our state. And this settlement today goes a long way to recognising that, to reconciling with that.
Jackie Trad points out the settlement has been reached in the spirit of reconciliation. She says she hopes the move prompts a broader conversation regarding the rights of Indigenous Australians.
Stephanie Smale with that report.